Just quickly to translate a few lines. He mentions, رب نازل کیا لیلۃ القدر میں تحفہ حق مبارک مہینے میں ہے. That this Quran Majid was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And this Quran Majid is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this Mubarak month. And then he goes on to say that this Quran Majid hadi khalq hai marham qalb hai. This Quran Majid is a guide for all believers, for every single person, and as well as it is a cure for all sicknesses, and it is a cure for the hearts, for the dead hearts. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ye kalam e khuda jiske seene mein hai, ye kalam e khuda jiske seene mein hai, ہے معطر مزا اس کے جینے میں ہے, ہے معطر مزا اس کے جینے میں ہے. رب نے نازل کیا لیلۃ القدر میں, رب نے نازل کیا لیلۃ القدر میں تحفہ حق مبارک مہینے میں ہے, تحفہ حق مبارک مہینے میں ہے. اللہ 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 ہادی خلق ہے مرہم قلب ہے, ہادی خلق ہے مرہم قلب ہے, جذب کی خاصیت اس نگینے میں ہے, جذب کی خاصیت اس نگینے میں ہے. یہ کلام خدا جس کے سینے میں ہے, پڑھتا جا چڑھتا جا یہ ندا آئے گی, پڑھتا جا چڑھتا جا یہ ندا آئے گی, یہ ترقی تلاوت کے زینے میں ہے, یہ ترقی تلاوت کے زینے میں ہے. اللہ 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 فکر فردا کرو موج غم بھول جا, فکر فردا کرو موج غم بھول جا, ہر بلا سے نجات اس سفینے میں ہے, ہر بلا سے نجات اس سفینے میں ہے. یہ کلام خدا جس کے سینے میں ہے, تشن کامی کا قر آہ آب بقا, تشن کامی کا قر آہ آب بقا, اے رضا شربت وصل پینے میں ہے, اے رضا شربت وصل پینے میں ہے. اللہ 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 یہ کلام خدا جس کے سینے میں ہے. عطر مزا اس کے جینے میں ہے.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر، وقال تعالى قاف والقرآن المجيد. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. With the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made it possible for the entire Qur'an and Majeed to be recited in Taraweeh Salah, in this masjid, and in so many other masajid in the world. In fact, not only in the masajid, in every nook and corner a person can think of, in madrasas, in garages, wherever there was places and opportunity, where there was the requirement, alhamdulillah, throughout the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His mu'ajizah. That so many years after the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we still listen to the Quran Majeed, and Allah has kept it in the hearts of these hufadhi kiram. May Allah accept the khatam of the Quran. And you may have seen, and this is the correct procedure, that after Surah Nas, we don't just say Sadaqallahu al-Azim deh, but we start Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah again till Muflihun. So we heard the Kalam-e-Majeed. When we read the Quran, or when we read the Quran, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, we start, we commence with in the name of Allah, who is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. This is in the dunya. It is mentioned in various narrations that in Jannah, the people in Jannah will visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice a day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite the Quran to us Himself. I've heard from my asatiza, they've mentioned, here we see Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We take the name of Allah. Then when Allah will read, Allah will say, Anar Rahmanur Rahim. I am Ar-Rahman, I am Ar-Rahim. Allah has taken a qasam on the Quran. Saad wal Quran idh dhikr, qaf wal Quran al Majid. This is no small thing. Allah does not need to take a qasam on anything in the world. When Allah takes a qasam and oath on certain things, it shows us the value, the importance, the significance of these things. This Quran al Majid, Allah regards it as to be قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are revealing to you a very mighty, a very heavy speech. And literally the Qur'an Majeed was heavy, mighty. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is given any verse, even the angels in the sky, according to the ulama, they have written that they will become awestruck because of these verses. When any decision, Amra Ilahi, was revealed, then even the mighty angels, as though terror would come into the heart, fear. حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ قَالُوا مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا الْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. And when this feeling would then disappear, they would say, what has your Rabb said?
قال والحق. They said, Allah has spoken the truth. حق حق. Quran is coming down. The huge mountains. Allah says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If Quran had to be revealed on a mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. You see the entire mountain crumbling into pieces, into smithereens, out of the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is cold, it is a winter's day. Wahi is coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is perspiring profusely, as though it was a hot day. Sahaba would witness the beads of perspiration coming down his face. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting his Mubarak head on my lap. How fortunate he was. And suddenly wahi was coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that condition. He said, the weight of that wahi coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I could feel it on my lap. I felt my lap will split asunder. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is riding a camel. Surah Ma'idah is being revealed. The camel could not bear the weight of the wahi coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The camel knelt down. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah talks about the whole group of jinnat that were directed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his return from Taif. We know the incident of Taif. He's coming back to Makkah. And he's reciting Quran, and this entire group of jinnat, they begin to listen. In Surah Jinn, which we heard just the other night, or last night, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ سَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. We have heard a marvelous recitation. يهدي إلى الرشد. Guiding towards righteousness and the straight path. آمَنَّا بِهِ. We have brought iman in it. This is the Qur'an al-Majeed that we have heard. This is the Qur'an al-Majeed that we are reciting. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq of reciting Qur'an in abundance. Ulama and Mashayikh have mentioned, if you want to test how much love you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then see how much of Qur'an you recite. That will give you the answer. If you find yourself always engaged in reciting the Qur'an, not only in the month of Ramadan, even out of Ramadan, you ensure that you are reciting the Qur'an at home or in the masjid, then that's a sign that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you are not reciting the Qur'an, then we cannot claim that you love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a 30 para letter to us. Allah is addressing us throughout the Qur'an. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas. Hence I mentioned the other day, it is imperative that we learn how to recite Qur'an first. Correctly. With tajweed, we have absolutely no excuse anymore now. Probably 60, 70 years ago, when there were hardly any huffaz, then we may have had some excuse. Now in almost every single Muslim home, there is a hafiz of the Qur'an. Our young children, not even baligh, so many have completed the Qur'an to memory. Boys, girls, today, alhamdulillah, Huffaz leave our country and they go overseas to perform Taraweeh Salah. May Allah Ta'ala subhanAllah Ta'ala accept. So recite, learn how to recite the Qur'an with tajweed. Learn the meaning of the Qur'an. Learn the meaning of the Qur'an. What is Allah addressing us? What am I expected to do? So learn the meaning of the Qur'an. And then of course those of us who have the knowledge of deen, it is imperative that we impart the teachings of Qur'an. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us a tawfiq, and we at the same time express our gratitude to all these hufaz ikram. Some are ulama already, some are almost becoming, completing the alim course. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of them, accept them, use them for the khidmat of deen. It is no joke to stand on the musalla and recite the Quran. It is not easy at all. Any errors that may have taken place, may Allah Ta'ala overlook, may Allah forgive. What is the position of a hafiz of the Quran? وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who respects the rites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, R-I-T-E-S, the sha'air of Allah, then that's a sign he's got taqwa in his heart. Ulama explain, what are those sha'air? Some examples are the Quran, the nuskha, the mashaf we have, the Quran. If anybody shows disregard to the Quran, then he is committing a grave sin. He has to respect the Quran, and that is why we find our elders or mashayikh teach us to hold the Quran with respect, to kiss the Quran, not to place it on the floor, not to face our legs towards the Quran. Our mashayikh teach us to cover the Quran with a juzdan. So much of respect. I've heard a story, and most of you have heard that incident, of an elderly man, an elderly woman. They were unable to even recite Quran properly. But somebody had given them a Quran as a gift. And they were so elated. Quran has come to us. And they did not know now what to do, where to place it. So both took turns the entire night to hold the Quran on their head. On account of that respect they showed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them hafiz of Quran. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have met personally people, elderly, old people. And somebody says that he's learning Quran by heart. So a hafiz, a Quran is also one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, the masajid. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has also mentioned hamalatu shari'atillah. Those who are carrying the shari'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ulama, al-huffaz, al-qurra. He says that even the ulama are part of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huffaz kiram, the qurra, and one has to show them respect. He has written a quotation. He says, yustadallu min hadhihi al-ayah الوجوب إكرام الحافظ كما يجب إكرام العلماء. He says, we are instructed, or we understand from this verse, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. We are supposed to respect a hafiz of the Quran. We are supposed to honor a alim of deen, one who is carrying the noble sharia. مولانا بدري عالم رحمة الله عليه passed away in Medina Munawwara, and he's buried in Jannatul Baqi. A very great alim, and some of the elderly people in the community may have heard of him or probably have seen him. And after his demise, then his son Mawla Aftab Alam had mentioned something very, very beautiful about his father, that he never faced his leg towards the hafiz of the Quran. This was the respect he had. Never face his legs towards any hafiz of the Quran. Therefore, Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says that it is not permissible to make the ihanat of any alim or hafiz or qari, to disrespect an alim of sharia, a hafiz of the Quran, a qari of the Quran, to belittle him, to give him taklif, idha. He goes on to say that any person who does this, who degrades an alim, a hafiz, a qari, فَهَذَا مِنْ عَلَامَةِ النِّفَاقِ وَسُوءِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. This is a sign of hypocrisy, and the person can get a bad death. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. The hadith of Rasulullah says, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إكرام ذي الشيبة المسلم محامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه وإكرام ذي السلطان المقسط. We have to respect Allah Rabbul Izzat, honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the things that one shows honor to Allah, Allah Rasulullah has mentioned these three things in this particular hadith. If you honor these people, then in reality, in essence, you're honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, the elderly person in your community, the one who's got white beard. How many of them we have around us? How do we treat them? How do we respect them? How have we honored them? This is a lesson for myself and all our youngsters. We should give preference to the elderly person. This is the teaching of Sharia. If you are going to the toilet, perhaps you are waiting next, and you can suppress your urge, and you see an elderly person, then give him preference, let him go first. You see an elderly person walking, you lose nothing stopping, giving him a lift. You need to help him to carry his parcels. Doesn't have to be your relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah is telling us, ikram adi shaybatil muslim. The person who has got white hair, beard, an elderly person, he's a shayba. You have to honor him. If you honor him, you're actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَجَافِي عَنْهُ. That hafiz of the Qur'an, who's carrying the Qur'an in his sina, we heard now in the nazam. That if you have the Qur'an in your heart, forget all the other gham of this world. You're going on the safina, the ship, that is sailing you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hafiz of the Qur'an is a genuine hafiz of the Qur'an. He's not transgressing or overdoing or going beyond the limitations which Allah has placed. And he's not discarding the Qur'an. He's not moving away from the Qur'an. Therefore, as much as a hafiz is honored by Sharia, he's warned also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's warned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah saw one of the punishments in Jahannam of a person whose head was crushed with a boulder. When he asked, who is it? It is mentioned, a hafiz of the Qur'an, yanamu anis salah, who discards his salah, and he does not read Qur'an at night. He's fast asleep. He's abandoned the Qur'an. And therefore the reward of the hafiz of the Qur'an, which we hear on so many occasions, that his parents will be given a crown to wear that outshines the brilliance of the moon if it has to be placed in your house. Our Hazrat Murana Rahmatullah used to emphasize in every Hifz Jalsa that it is a practicing hafiz. A practicing hafiz of the Qur'an. He abides by the Sharia. He's punctual with his salah. He's not ghafil. He's not spending his time in haram places. He's not taking drugs. He's not drinking liquor. He's not whining and dining. He's staying away from zina. He's a role model for everyone to follow. He doesn't shave off his beard, and only in the month of Ramadan then he tries to grow a beard to perform Taraweeh Salah. He's a practicing hafiz. May Allah make me and all of us practicing hufaz and ulama. So he does not discard the Quran. So this is the second person. And the third person, a upright, just ruler. A ruler who is just. If you honor him, then you're honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a hafiz of the Quran, also on the day of Qiyamah, there are three types of people who will not be affected by the terror and horror of Qiyamah. What a thing. He will not be affected by the terror and the horror of Qiyamah. In fact, he'll be given a mimbar made of musk. Amongst the three, number one, a hafiz of the Quran, who recites the Quran, he leads the people in congregation, and they wahum bihi radun, they're happy with him. The second person is a muadhin, who calls out the daily salah. What respect have we shown of to our muadhins? Wallah, I make dua for them. And I always praise them. When we are fast asleep or just about waking up for Fajr Salah, and alhamdulillah, we've got the receiver at home. Check any masjid exactly on time. If it's 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all the masajid, the muazzins are awake. They are awake from tahajjud time. They are performing tahajjud Salah. What love, what respect have we shown to our muadzins? In the month of Ramadan, I've seen in my own eyes our own two muadzins. Allah bless them. Whilst we all busy having iftar and getting ready for Taraweeh, they are still folding the towels. The other day I told him, Bhai, are you fasting or not fasting? They said, no, I'm fasting. I said, go have iftar, don't worry about the towels. Go and have iftar. They clean up all whatever dirt remains in the masjid and they never complain. That is why on the day of Qiyamah they'll have the longest necks, outstanding, chosen, selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third person is that person who fulfills his right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his right with his master. So that slave who fulfills the right of his master and also the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hafiz of the Quran is regarded as Ahlullah wa khassatuh, as though he's a household member of Allah. He's khassa, VIP person in the eyes of Allah. And therefore, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give him that opportunity that 10 people from your family upon who are destined for Jahannam, you are allowed to intercede on their behalf and take them out. A hafiz of the Quran, according to the hadith, Allah will give him full benefit of his aqal. He used his mind to memorize the Quran. Ask any hafiz of the Quran, whether he became hafiz in 6 months or 6 years. Ask the parents of the Hufaz, especially the mothers, what sacrifices they made. Today when you hear your students performing Taraweeh, it brings tears to your eyes. May Allah accept, whether it is cold or hot, that poor child wakes up early hours of the morning, the mother, father wakes up, and the child goes to the Hifz class. When the child returns, the very first thing the mother will ask, you knew your sabak, you knew your sabak. And the day the Hafiz completes his Quran, what an honor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him benefit of his aqal when he's old, right till he leaves this world, hatta yamut, he never becomes senile. Barakat of the Quran. He's occupied in learning the Quran. He doesn't have the time to make dua like how everybody else has time. Because he's occupied learning, making his door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, even though he has not made dua to Allah, Allah will still bless him more, even more than others. A person who is preoccupied with Quran on the day of Qiyamah, even Roza, fasting and Quran, these two things will come. And they will intercede on behalf of the person. And say, Ya Allah, he was preoccupied in me, fasting will say, and he was Quran will say, he was preoccupied in me, in reciting me. Ya Allah, accept my intercession on his behalf. And Allah would accept it. Like this, there are numerous blessings. Rasulullah said, Ashraf ummati hamalatul Quran. The noble ones of my ummah. The noble ones. Ahu? Hamalatul Quran, the hafiz of the Quran. So as I mentioned, as much as there is so much of honor and blessings, the responsibility is tremendous. And the most important thing is to be a true hafiz, akhlaq, or zahir, or batin, and to make door of the Holy Quran. That hafiz who forgets his Quran, it's a very serious thing. So he should quickly start making his door. We heard the hadith of Rasulullah, and in the Nazam it was alluded to this hadith. On the day of Qiyam, Allah will tell him, Iqra, recite. Wartaqi, partaja, chartaja. Keep on ascending. Warattil kama kunta turattil fi dunya. And read in the beautiful tone how you should recite in the dunya. Why? Your abode, your rank, your house, your palace in Jannah is still where you will read. Can you imagine? More than 6,000 verses in the Quran. And the Hafiz is reciting, and it's going higher and higher and higher and higher. For you and I, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have to now hold on to Quran. Make a firm intention that we are now going to learn how to recite Quran properly. Is nothing to feel embarrassed and shy. Nothing. Go to a hafiz of the Quran. If you're feeling difficult in the masjid, then you go to his house or go to find a suitable place and start learning. If you have to pass away in the event, at least Allah Ta'ala will say you made an effort to recite his kalama majid properly. And ulama have programs all the time. In our country, alhamdulillah, there is no excuse. We need to know what the meaning, what the tafsir is of the various surahs are in this masjid, alhamdulillah, all the masajid around here. We have a tafsir program. So we should come and listen, go to an alim. What is the meaning of this verse? What is Allah Ta'ala saying in this verse? What am I required to do? And of course, you have to be aware and careful, be cautious from who you take your ilm also. So you have to go to the right person. Person who has knowledge, who is practicing, he has fear in his heart. So you go and ask him and he will show you the right way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. One day they were going past and in the masjid was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reciting the Quran. Nabiya Kareem stood one side and he was listening to the recitation of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu did not know. He was busy reciting. Nabiya Kareem tells Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah, whoever wishes to recite the Quran fresh as though it is being revealed, then he should recite like how Abdullah bin Mas'ud is reciting. فَلْيَقْرَعْ عَلَىٰ قِرَاءَةِ إِبْنِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ. And after Abdullah bin Mas'ud completed his tilawat, he raised his hand and he was making dua. Nabi Sam is far away. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala not aware of it. And he's making dua. And Nabi Sam is telling him, sal tu'ta, sal tu'ta. Mang, ask, ask. You are going to be given whatever you ask. Beg from Allah and you're going to be, your dua is answered. And they proceeded. The next day, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala rushed. You see, Sahaba did not have malice in their hearts. The hearts were absolutely pure. If some person is given a glad tiding, then they would wait to go and give him the glad tiding. We heard Rasulullah saying this about you. You and I, if some ustad or somebody senior praises somebody, we just nod our head and we won't go and inform the person. Why? Because of the jealousy we have. So Umar ibn Khattab runs to him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, I got some glad tidings. You know, the Rasul said this regarding you last night. He said, Abu Bakr radhiyallahu just came and informed me just now. Umar radhiyallahu said, Ya Allah, in every good action I tried to supersede Abu Bakr, but he always beats me. He always beats me. Umar radhiyallahu anhu heard of an elderly woman, she was blind, nobody to see to her needs. So he decides to go and help her. And he goes there in the morning, he sees everything already done. So he decides now, thinks to himself, who could have come here so early? The next morning he goes even earlier. Mox goes inside the house quietly, he stands behind the door. Just shortly after that, somebody enters, makes salam, takes the broom, he's beginning to sweep and clean the house. He peeps, it is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. These were the Sahaba. Came the expedition of Tabuk. Sahaba gave the contributions. Umar radiallahu said, today definitely, I'm sure I'm going to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu. Because he decided to give half, completely half his belongings in the path of Allah. Half his belongings. And he goes and he takes that to Rasulullah. Maybe some accept it, happy. When comes the turn of Abu Bakr, he brings all his belongings, everything. Every single thing. Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? He said, أَبْقَيْتُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. I left Allah and His Rasul behind. Umar realized it's not impossible to beat Abu Bakr. It's impossible to beat him. My respected brothers and elders, tonight is the day, it's a Mubarak night. We should again make ruju ila Allah. And all, don't forget all the lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan. Ulama gave discourses, bayan, we heard in different masajid. Most important, shun sin. Stay away from sin. Stay in good company. And make sure we read our 5 times salah. There's a beautiful verse, very short verse. Verse number 52, Surah Nur, 18 para. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Take this message home, inshallah. Whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we tried in the month of Ramadan to our best to obey Allah, to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to our best, our roza must not become tainted by ghibat or doing anything wrong. We frequented the masjid, we made the masjid abad, we made our ibadat, Allah accept. So, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ. Then we cried, we made sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, I committed those sins, I will never do it again. In the darkness of the night, we sobbed, we cried, we made promises to Allah. So we obeyed Allah, we obeyed Rasulullah, we made sincere tawbah of our past. Then Allah says, وَيَتَّقْهِ. Now he is very, very careful regarding his mustaqbil, his future. He's gained taqwa, now he's going to ensure that his life in future, he's not going to slip. And he's going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you got these qualities. Obeying Allah, obeying Rasulullah s.a.w. You make sincere tawbah of the past, and now you are very careful regarding your future. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Such people, they are the successful ones. May Allah Ta'ala make us from the successful ones. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we recite the Quran in abundance. Our tasbih, our tongue must be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very important, love one another. Let us not become critiques and criticize and find faults. And our cell phone again, or the hell phone, Allah protect us. It's terrible. We just get a message. We don't even understand what the message is. Sometimes they are kufar statements, believe me. Sometimes they are narrations which are absolutely fabricated. Some wazifa is shown. Our forefathers even hear of those wazifas. They are stories, incidents, no sense. Ask the ulama. By just saying, sent as received, you're not going to get away from it. And so many times it's filth. Absolute filth. And the person who sends it to you can't understand. Such a pious person. How could he have even sent it? This is a snare of shaitan. Practically most of us have been caught in this web of shaitan. Allah knows best whether Islam this will ever take place. But we have to ponder, reflect, do something about it. Cry, beg Allah. Whilst there are benefits of the cell phone, there are tremendous harms and disadvantages. We all are using it. But when it comes to these messages and we're sending, retweeting or whatever we're doing and sending it forward, be careful. Everything, especially when it comes to a dini thing. Even the month of Ramadan, it's some mockery, some joke. Something about samosa and bajja and alim and all stupid things. One person sent me something like that. I sent him a nice message about spending your time properly in the month of Ramadan, make zikr, tilawat, etc. He said, Jazakallah. I be just so happy, just amuse yourself all the time, laugh and giggle. Ya Allah. Sahaba-i-kiram, one day were light-hearted. So they began to laugh. Rasul emerged from his house. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَضُحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. If only you know, he's addressing his sahaba. Imagine us, Ya Allah, what would have happened? If only you know what I know regarding akhirat, qiyamat, hashar, qabr, then you would laugh less and you would be crying more. When the sahaba heard this, all of them lowered their head and they began to sob and cry. My respected brothers and elders, we have taken so much of time. Allah has given us a beautiful month of Ramadan. He is now leaving us with tears of nadamat. Again, we're going to cry and cry. Ya Allah, we beg you, to make us amongst those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we make dua now. Recite the Ruh Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah يا الله the month of Ramadan is now leaving my Allah this is the last odd night my Allah Ya Allah, ab tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Tonight, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the worst of sin is, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is very... Ya Allah, nobody must leave this gathering, my Allah. And he's not forgiven, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who could not make it to the masjid because they're not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabko maaf farma. Puri ummat ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah. Every single sin, major sins, minor sins. Knowingly, unknowingly, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, abroad, at home, in colleges, varsities, in madrasas, in the masjid, in at workplaces, my Allah. Ya Allah, in hotel rooms, my Allah. Wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever gunas we did, my Allah. Sins that we committed so many, Allah, in the past, my Allah, we even forgot we committed the sins, my Allah. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bina. Anta al-muqaddim, anta al-mu'akhir, la ilaha illa anta. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, let not Ramadan come to an end and we are not forgiven, my Allah. Our beloved Rasulullah SAW mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most badbakht person, the most unfortunate, the most wretched, unlucky one is that person, the month of Ramadan, he is still not, or he is deprived of the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us completely now, my Allah. Forgive us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah, our musallis of this masjid, of the entire ummah, my Allah, our family members, our relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mashayikh, our students, our elders, my Allah. The men, the women, the children, Ya Allah, every single person, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayhi. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created billions and billions of creation, my Allah. Nothing can take place without your permission, my Allah. No atom, no particle can even move without your permission, my Allah. The sun cannot rise, the sun cannot set, the moon cannot come out, my Allah. Ya Allah, the stars cannot twinkle in the sky, my Allah. The winds cannot blow, the rivers can, oceans cannot move, my Allah. Even a leaf cannot be shed from a tree, my Allah. Ya Allah, except with your permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot move, my Allah. We cannot even speak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are unable to see and even hear if you don't wish for us to do that, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your abd, we are your ibad, we are your servants. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are pak, my Allah. You are absolutely pure. You've got no kami in you. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. You've got no weaknesses, my Allah. You've got no aib, my Allah. You've got no defects, my Allah. You've got no naqais, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are pak and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hay and qayyum. Ya Allah, you are all living, my Allah. You always existed, my Allah. You will remain, my Allah. Everything will come to an end. Everything will perish, my Allah. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Ya Allah, your khazanas are full, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard the other day, my Allah, in the tafsir of Surah Kahf, when Khadir and Musa alayhi salam on the ship, and the bird that perched on the deck of the ship, and it placed his beak in the ocean, and then removed his beak. Ya Allah, Khadir alayhi salam told Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge and your knowledge, put together and everybody else's knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah is just like this tiny droplet compared to the ocean like that is your ilm, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Nothing, كائنات كذرة ذرة ما يلا. Nothing is hidden from you. لا يعزب عنك مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض. يا الله, you know every single thing, my Allah. You know deep down in our hearts, my Allah. The intricacies of our heart, my Allah. You are عليم and خبير, my Allah. The خيانة of our eyes, you are aware of it, my Allah. You are سميع and بصير and عزيز and حكيم. Nothing can overpower you, my Allah. يا الله, you are أكبر. Ya Allah, you are Akbar, my Allah. You are most powerful, most great. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. La sharika lak. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You are Bainiyaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't require any person to exist, my Allah. You are that pure Zat, my Allah. Ya Allah, entire makhluk is muhtaj upon you, my Allah. Entire makhluk is muhtaj upon you, my Allah. You are ghani, you are independent, you are hamid. You don't even need us to praise you, my Allah. You don't need the jinnah to praise you, my Allah. You don't require the insects and the animals to praise you, my Allah. You don't require the rocks and the trees and the mountains and the ocean to praise you. You don't even need the angels to praise you, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, my Allah. You are independent. You have mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, O mankind, you are beggars unto Allah. You are muhtaj, you are dependent upon Allah. Ya Allah, we are muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we bear witness, we bear testimony, my Allah, that you've got no partners. You are wahdak, la sharika lak. Ya Allah, you've got no partners whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, abtu ma'a farma. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our sins have become like mountains on our head and our hearts. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. They become corroded, rusty, my Allah, blackened, my Allah. They are black spots on our hearts. Wash it away now, my Allah. Allah, make thee be nuktatun bayda in our hearts. Allah, make our hearts become shining and bright and white again. Give us that bond and ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Make us go crazy in your love, my Allah. Allah, make us go mad in your love, my Allah. Allah, make your love be dominant in our hearts, my Allah. Allah, make your love be most in our hearts, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us your mahbub, my Allah. You become our mahbub, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to become your enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be in the party of shaitan, my Allah. Make us be in your party, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to be farma bardar banda, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become obedient to you, my Allah. Make us follow sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us by our hand and put us into sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Protect us from becoming deviated, my Allah. Don't make us become misled, my Allah. Don't let us mislead others, my Allah. Make us become true leaders, my Allah. Make us be ulama-i haqq, my Allah. Ulama rabbaniyun, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq wa amali saliha, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Raise us on the day of, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in good company, my Allah. Protect us from evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirdeen, from the fitna of the fiddeen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, afiyat, afiyat. In dunya, akhirat, afiyat in dunya, qabr, akhirat, afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, give us salamati. Salamati of our a'adha, our limbs. Salamati of our aql, my Allah. Salamati of our heart, my Allah. Salamati of our lives, my Allah. Give us peace and harmony. Ya Allah, give us protection in our country at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we travel, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with hifazat. Ya Allah, give us hifazat. Afiyah, salamati, hifazat, izzat. Give us honor, my Allah. Aman, aman. Ya Allah, give us chain, sukoon. Ya Allah, give us sukoon in our lives. Peace, tranquility. Allah, so many are suffering depression, my Allah. So many, my Allah. They are taking different tablets, my Allah. But the situation is just worsening, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many. Young and old, men and women, my Allah. Suffering from waswasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whisperings of shaitan, my Allah. Remove this bimari from them, my Allah. Give us rahat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us rahat, my Allah. Give us qanaat, give us zuhd, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halawat of iman, give us the sweetest iman, give us istiqamat and taqwa, especially after the month of Ramadan. Make us be amongst those who will establish 5 times salah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill all the salah to be Muslim in our lives in the time we became baligh, to make qada of those salat, my Allah. If we have missed any rozas, Ya Allah, when we became baligh, Ya Allah, help us to fulfill those rozas, my Allah. If we did not discharge our zakat, help us, give us the means of fulfilling our zakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made niyat for hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, may give them, make the hajj easy for them. Grant them hajj mabroor, maqbool. Ya Allah, so many are still in the waiting list, Ya Allah. Hajj has become compulsory, Ya Allah. But they are waiting for their turn, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it such that you provide the asbab. Ya Allah, we made that dua last year, my Allah. Ya Allah, there were people who are not accredited, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and suddenly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you answered the duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you decide, nobody can put a stop to it, my Allah. You took them for hajj, they made hajj and they came back. Create the asbab. Open your doors, Ya Allah, for those upon whom hajj is fard. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ummah bahut pareshan hai, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Protect all our masajid, marakis, makatib, our madaris, darul ulums, our organizations. Ya Allah, the entire Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Yemen, my Allah. So many different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rohingya, Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, my Allah. There's oppression, zulam taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masoom children, my Allah. They've got nothing. They've got nobody, my Allah. They've got nobody. My Allah, they're not living in a tent for one day, my Allah. Ya Allah, we sat for a few days in i'tikaf, my Allah. And still we have everything of the best, my Allah. Those people have hardly any food, my Allah. They have to wait for rations, my Allah. Like beggars, they have to stand in the road. So many were rich, overnight they became poor. My Allah, so many women have become widows, my Allah. So many of those women standing there, my Allah, they have been raped, my Allah. They lost their izzat, my Allah. The haya was taken away, my Allah. So many, a child is growing up now, my Allah. 5, 6, 7 years going past, my Allah. They came there as little infants, babies, my Allah. They have never seen the face of their fathers and mothers, my Allah. They are in the care of somebody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have to go for hajj and leave our child by some person, Ya Allah, we come back and we grab our child. Ya Allah, those masoom children, they don't know who their fathers are, my Allah. Fathers became shaheed, mothers became shaheed. So many a woman, when she ran for her life, my Allah. Her sister was dying, my Allah. Ya Allah, the bullet wound that she suffered from, Ya Allah, she was gasping for her last breath, my Allah. She looked at her sister, take my child with you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all this, my Allah. You are Hakim, Hakim, nobody can question you. Ya Allah, your hikmat, we can never understand, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's difficult for us, we are your makhluk, we are weak, our hearts are weak, my Allah. For us, it's difficult to hear about these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, this, our children have the best of dunya. Best of dunya. They have best. On Eid day, they wear the best of clothing, my Allah. Those children, my Allah. If somebody takes something for them, my Allah. Not even fitting this size, my Allah. Our children will complain, I don't want this, I don't want that, my Allah. They have a selection to choose from, our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those children, whatever they get, my Allah, with a smile, they accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are the ummati of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, they are your makhluk, my Allah. We know on the day of Qiyamah, Akhirah, they will have high stages, my Allah, because of this sabr. Allah, grant them afiyat. Grant them afiyat. Ya Allah, Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, when his father was gone in your path, my Allah. He had no mother. His father was gone in your path, my Allah. We have heard the story, my Allah. When the Sahaba came back and all the children went out to meet their father, as Bashir radiallahu looked for his father, he could not find his father. Ya Allah, he sees Rasulullah, all the other children are grabbing their fathers and hugging them and kissing them. Bashir radiallahu looks for Allah. Rasulullah sees him. He knows that his father has passed away.
Rasulullah turns away, he cannot break the news. Bashir says, Ma fa'ala, abi, little masoom child. Innocent voice, Ya Rasulullah, where's my father? Where's my father? Ya Allah, Rasulullah couldn't tell him your father became Shaykh. Until he had to break the news to him. Bashir Radhiyallahu began to cry. Rasulullah tells him, Oh Bashir, I'll be your father from today. As Aisha will be your mother. He is lucky he had Rasulullah. And as Aisha, my Allah, these children have got no good. Look at our children, my Allah. We sit so far away, my Allah. And we complain about the whole ummah, my Allah. We haven't changed our dirty lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we keep on criticizing every person, every country. They must change, they must be like this, they must do this. We have done nothing, my Allah. Rasulullah will question us on the day of Qiyamah. What you did? How did you take any aid from my children, of my ummah? They did nothing. Allah, all those who are aiding and helping those refugees in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. You bless them, my Allah. You bless them, my Allah. You bless the entire progeny, my Allah. You give them afiyat, barakat, hifazat, my Allah. Give them more strength to do more good work, my Allah. Protect them from all evil forces, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam come strong again, my Allah. Make it spread to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Help us to change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it be just crocodile tears, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. We begging you, make us some mukhlisin and mukhlasin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, help us to be tawbat and nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai sharminda hai. We won't go back to those gunas, my Allah. Gunas have become with our eyes, with our ears, our tongue, with our heart, with our mind, with our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those youngsters who have asked duas, especially those youngsters who came to us, my Allah, who wrote to us, my Allah. And even those who we know and we don't know, my Allah. They have become addicts to drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, then cocaine is finishing their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've tried different things, my Allah. Grant them the himmat, my Allah. Himmat, my Allah. Give them that courage, my Allah. To discard that filthy habits, my Allah. Make them clean again, my Allah. Completely, Allah. Don't make them suffer any relapse, my Allah. Don't make them go back to the bad habits. Ya Allah, so many a young wife, she's suffering because her husband has become an addict, my Allah. They've got children, my Allah. Their life is destroyed. How many of them fall and they cry? My Allah, this has become such a bimari, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a musibat, my Allah. We are losing our youngsters, my Allah. We are losing our young boys, young girls, my Allah. Who's going to be carrying the flag tomorrow in of deen, my Allah, in our country then, my Allah? Ya Allah, so many have become alcoholics now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Grant them hidayat. Protect us and our children from this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they made a mistake, Ya Allah. They acknowledge, they confess, my Allah. They're looking for some guidance, my Allah. They're looking for some way out, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters, Ya Allah. Protect our youth, our women folk, our elderly of our community, my Allah. Ulama, mashayikh, Ya Allah, our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever brothers, they have needs, my Allah. You are well aware of every single person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs now, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shadow of the shirreen. Ya Allah, protect us from all those people who are causing, Ya Allah, impediments in our way to reach you, my Allah. Protect us from those people who have become enemies, Ya Allah, for no reason, my Allah. They keep on criticizing, Ya Allah. They taunt, they keep on giving us taklif, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good people. Don't make us harm any person, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq. Make us be sofat. Make us be hayyinun, layyinun, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. Wasrif anna sayyaha. La yasrifu anna sayyaha illa anta. Make us become good people. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW. Don't make us cheat and deceive people. Our customers come, my Allah. Don't make them sell. Don't make us cheat them and just deceive them. Sell them reject stuff, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be honest, upright traders, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be salihun, by Allah.
Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, by Allah. Whoever is suffering any difficulty, any difficulty, any difficulty, by Allah, remove that bala, by Allah. Ya Allah, some are languishing in prison, by Allah. Boys and girls, by Allah. Young and old, by Allah.
So many have made no juram, nothing, nothing, by Allah. They're innocent, by Allah. Some they have only stood up for your deen, by Allah. Ya Allah, release them, by Allah. Release them. What the masoom children are going through, by Allah.
Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, by Allah. Give us zahiri, batini, ya Allah, amraz, whatever we could, give us complete shifa, by Allah. Especially those who got cancer, by Allah. And rare diseases, by Allah. Who've got heart problems, by Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa. Family members have got sicknesses, remove the sickness from them, by Allah. Our friends, ya Allah, people who requested dua. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my, especially those who passed away now recently, my Allah, the month of Ramadan. It will be difficult for the family members on Eid, my Allah. You give them the sabr and strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Madinah Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dawud the Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we have not seen our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Allah, you know we love him, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq of reading Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Allah, we are waiting to see our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu on the day of judgment, my Allah. When we go running to him, my Allah, let him, Ya Allah, smile towards us, my Allah. Don't make him chase us away, my Allah. Don't make him say suhqan, suhqan, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our students become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be mafatih lil khair, makhaliq lil shar, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, ya Allah. Make the rozi pour down without any difficulty, my Allah. Make us consume halal, make us do righteous deeds, ya Allah. Make us spend our monies in the correct way, ya Allah. Wherever there's good projects, my Allah, deeni projects, investments for the akhirat, give us tawfiq of spending in those right paths, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested dua, answer the duas, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all of ibadat, my Allah. The khatam of the Quran, tilawat of the Quran, dhikr, the bayans that took place in his masjid. Ya Allah, the i'tikaf, accept our i'tikaf, my Allah. We made so many blunders, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps we hurt somebody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our i'tikaf. Give us tawfiq every year to make i'tikaf solely for your pleasure. Ya Allah, grant all of us, my Allah, ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.